Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Yeah Yekka, where we cover culture, conspiracy, carnivore, and Christ consciousness. Today, I want to talk about consumerism. Sometimes the ideas that I have for the show just kind of pop up in my head, and I just kind of roll with it. And so I wanted to talk about consumerism today. Give me one second here. I want to make sure that the Facebook has the show going live. A lot of times the Facebook, if you guys are friends with me on Facebook, the live stream pops up as private. And so every time I've come on here, I have to jump on here and make it go public. And so normally I have that set up here. I'm trying to look for it. Normally it's a lot easier, but of course it's a little bit more difficult today to get this going. I should be live on Rockfin as well on the America Unplugged channel. So thank you guys so much for letting me jump on this on the America Unplugged channel. Such an honor. So today I wanted to talk about consumerism. A lot of people talk about consumerism and consuming and being a useless consumer and all that kinds of things. And so I kind of wanted just to go over it to share my thoughts and my views on this. I am still trying to figure out this Facebook thing here, you guys. Please bear with me. I think I might have different views on consumerism. I think, most people would say that it is 100% bad, but in reality, for me, it's unavoidable, really. It's purchasing things is something that we have to do in this world, and so it's completely unavoidable. And so I kind of wanted just to go over share my views on that. In the movie They Live, that's something that's really big in there, so that's kind of why I put that on the cover there. Let's see here. Goodness. Today's Facebook video might have to be put up later today. I might have to just reshare it later today. Unfortunately, I'm not able to get this thing going. Normally, it pops up here on my Facebook page. If anybody has experience with Facebook and doing these live streams on here, I'm honestly really not sure why it always sets it to private. Yeah, I see here that it is private set up right now. And it doesn't let me click on to make it public. So, and it's a really unfortunate because it does bring my views down. Not like I have many anyways, but let's see here. I think I might have found it. Nope, this is crazy. Anyways, guys, sorry about that. Consumerism is not avoidable, I don't think. Unless you're going to choose to produce absolutely everything yourself, which I think is kind of impossible. Consuming things, there are good things and bad things you can consume, and that involves what I mean by like consuming. I don't mean just like eating things. I mean, like the things that you purchase, the things that you listen to, the people that you involve yourself with, all that kind of stuff is a form of consuming. And so I wanted to share my thoughts on what the best way is to go about that. And so it's really, really hard to avoid a lot of the things that are pushed on us nowadays. There's so many advertisements out there and targeted advertisements, and with us just using our cell phones. Now, they're monitoring our reactions, when we hit the like button, when we click on a link, when we comment on stuff, when we share stuff, literally every single thing we do is documented and tracked and used back at us for targeted advertising and all sorts of stuff. And so it's something that we have to battle with every single day. And I think it's really, really important to become aware of this and what you're consuming, because awareness is the first step to knowing which direction you should go if you want to live a better life. And so, you guys, I am determined to get this Facebook thing live on here. I am not really sure why it is not popping up live. It is driving me kind of crazy here. Anyways, the music that we listen to, you know, a lot of us grew up listening, or a lot of us listen to the music that we grew up listening to, you know, and so we think it might be harmless because it's just, you know, whatever, that we like the rhythm, we like the beats, we like that genre. But, you know, if you sit there and read the lyrics, it might not be the cleanest words. And, you know, it's called spelling for a reason. The words that you not only speak matter, but the words that you sing and the words that come out of your mouth and the words that come through the songs, you know, really, really play a big important part in what type of product it is you're consuming. And so looking into the music that you're listening to is also a part of cleaning up what you're consuming. The food that you eat also does, you know, fall under consuming more literally. And so that's why food for me is a really big thing. I feel like a lot of people in the conspiracy world are not big on keeping their food consumption clean. Like they want real, truthful, honest news and real facts. But why don't you care about the food that you're eating? Why don't you want real food? Why don't you want honest food grown by humans, not covered in poison, not filled with artificial sweeteners, colors, flavors, and all that stuff? You know, I think that's a really, really big thing in the things that we consume. Obviously, it's a really big thing that I talk about on most of my shows. And let's see. bear with me today. I normally have notes. Today, I have zero notes. So I'm just winging it. If you guys would be so kind to jump in the comments, that really helps me. As well, and just kind of helps keeps the flow going for sure. If you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out. I'm not really sure if anyone's going to jump on here actually, because it is not live on Facebook, and I don't know. We'll just see. I'm going to keep messing with this. So if you see me looking away from the screen, I'm trying to get this on more viewers. So, anyways, another thing to pay attention to what you're consuming, music, food, and honestly, just like the things that you purchase, you know, a lot of people probably that follow my stuff and are aware of like things like slave labor in China and, you know, and things like that. And, that is something to be aware of for sure. But honestly, like in today's day and age, it is almost impossible, at least in America, almost impossible to completely avoid things made in China. I mean, like so many things made in China. This picture behind me, probably made in China. These stickers, where is it? These stickers over here, definitely made in China. These curtains, probably made in China. Like I wish that it wasn't so, and I try to be conscious of it, especially with food. Obviously, like I don't buy food from China, but a lot of things are made in China, unfortunately, and it's super, super hard to avoid. And I really wish more companies would emphasize on having American-made products and things like that, because I think it's really important to source everything as close to you as possible. I think it just, you know, it puts the money back into into your community, and it also, it just, you know, has a shorter delivery time from where it was produced to where you're taking it to. And you know, the big thing is that the money goes back into the community. And so you know, I think a lot of people, it would be beneficial if a lot of communities and small towns and cities would, you know, focus on supporting their community and trying to do things locally and trying to start and build things from the ground up, from in small towns and things like that. And, you know, kind of just start from the inside out and grow in that direction. Yeah, consumerism is mostly talked, you know, it's mostly said it as a bad thing, but nowadays there's so many companies out there that really do have good products. They really do care about the quality. They really do care about giving you a high-end product, something that you need, and it's not like something that is going to break or something that you're going to have to replace, you know. Like a lot of the big major companies, they nowadays, products are made to break. Products are made for you to have to go buy them after a certain amount of time. And, you know, and not everybody is like that. Like the major companies are like that, but I think it's really important to find local people, craftsmen and craftswomen that are doing things by hand and support them. And yeah, obviously it's gonna cost more money. It is going to cost more money, but you're also going to be having something with that much higher quality. You're also going to be supporting somebody personally, like, you know, it's actually going to go to somebody and it's not going to be going to some money hungry corporate conglomerate. It's going to somebody who's actually going to be feeding themselves and probably their family. And so trying to find local craftsmen and people like that, local farmers and ranchers, supporting those guys. Super, super important. I love supporting local ranchers. I've been trying to do that for maybe about 10 years now. And it is just really good. You know, when you create a relationship with a local farmer, a local rancher, a local craftsman, and you continuously support them for so long, they are going to, you know, you are going to get some goodies back, and it is going to be a really beneficial relationship for the both of you. And so I think it's really important to cultivate relationships with people that offer services and support their businesses, especially if it's somebody, you know, that you like, it's somebody that you're friends with. And, you know, if they have their own business, support them that way. If that's a product that you use, I think it's really important to support your friends and people who have a good product and who do create something or sell something of value that you do, that you can stand behind. You know, we can get so easily caught up in consumerism with the ads, with the commercials, scrolling on social media. We get exposed to so many things and targeted to so many things, and it's so easy to consume. And, you know, we got coupons, you know, buy one, get one free, click here, give us pay shipping and you get free product. And, you know, and I will admit, like, I'm totally a sucker for that stuff. If it is, if it's something that I like or, you know, regularly buy, but like a different brand of it, I will fall into the consumer into consuming. And so, but when if I have a friend who has a business and it's a product that I like and that I do purchase or make myself, I love to support small businesses. And I think it's super important to do that, because consumerism is unavoidable. And since we are going to be consuming and it is going to be unavoidable, I think it's really key to focus on the quality of the things that we're consuming. And getting close to your distributors and knowing your ranchers and where your food comes from and knowing where your products comes from is just like it's so freeing knowing where everything comes from and sourced from. And you know that the energy put into that product also is good energy. You know, if you're into that sort of stuff, I think everything carries energy. And so, you know, if you have if you have a cheap, you're definitely going to be able to tell the difference between a lower quality product and a higher quality product handmade by your friend, that just freshly baked that bread or whatever the product is. And so that's why I wanted to come on here and kind of just talk about the importance of the quality of things, not just the quantity. So many people, I've worked in sales off and on throughout my life, and so many people always just want the best deal. I just want the best deal. What's the cheapest you got? What's the lowest price you can get me? What is like, I just want the cheapest thing. I don't care. Except, but I want quality too. It's like, well, what do you want? Do you want quality or do you want the cheapest thing that you can get? Because most of the time you can't get both, especially in today's day and age. Quality is definitely going to cost you money. And if you want somebody that cares about that quality, on top of that, it's going to cost even more. We unfortunately live in a world nowadays where people don't want to work. People don't care about the quality of work. People don't care about customer service. People don't care if you're happy with your service. They just want you to come in. What do you want to eat? And here's your food. Give me some money. Goodbye. We live in a world where people are working customer service jobs and have zero customer service skills. And I think that is crazy. But that's a whole nother tangent I can go off on. I have someone asking for a fit check. I don't think I have enough space back here to do a whole fit check. Thank you though. And my headphones, I'm not sure if they will reach back here. This is about as much of a fit check. It's a dress. Anyways, back, this is part of a something of my consumerism. I love shopping. I for the past couple years have been trying to upgrade my wardrobe to more natural clothing. And so I try to stick with linen and cotton. I recently tried to be more open to getting possibly some polyester or rayon or some other like plastic fabrics through thrift stores, but I've switched to cotton and linen for like a while now. And when I went to like go touch some of the clothes, I can just like feel that it's plastic. And so the poly, I can't do the polyester. Maybe if it's like a blend of polyester and cotton, but the polyester clothes just like give me an ick. Like I can't even touch it. It's so gross. But yeah, the clothes are another thing too under consumerism. Ads, women especially, like gym clothes, and girly clothes and sheen and all those bargain companies too with like slave made for with slave labor. And it's just so unfortunate that a lot of people succumb to that. And then a lot of that stuff does end up in the thrift stores, which it's like, well, you want to use the thrift stores because you're recycling clothes and things like that. But then at the same time, it's still like those really low quality clothes, and all those clothes end up in landfills. And and the plastic ones, it's unfortunate that that is what's ending up in the landfill. But yeah, with the clothes, oh, another thing, a little tip for the ladies out there to prevent consuming going out and buying new clothes so much. One thing that I really, really love as a girl that I found out about several years ago is clothing swaps. So, any girls watching this, if you guys have ever been to a clothing swap, let me know your experience in the comments. Clothing swaps are so awesome. I was actually talking about this to a friend the other day, and it's basically just a party where you bring all the clothes that you don't want or are going to donate, and you all bring your own bag of clothes that you don't want. And there's a couple different setups, but the most funny one is where you just dump all the clothes in the middle, and everybody just goes through the clothes, and you just get whatever you want, and that's it. And whatever doesn't get taken gets donated. And it is so much fun. It's just a bunch of girls, and you get a bunch of free clothes, and you get to get rid of your clothes. And it's so much fun. Clothing swaps are the way to go, ladies. Definitely reduce your consumerism in clothing shopping by having more clothing swaps. I think more women should be communing together and getting together and chatting and doing all these girly things. A lot of women nowadays have fallen more into their masculinity and want to do everything themselves and want to be alone and just you know, and I think that to bring back the natural femininity, us women, we need to be surrounding ourselves with more women that want to be more feminine also. You know, that want to cultivate that femininity in our culture. We have to re-inject it into our culture because it has been pushed so far out. And so one thing that I think women can do is hang out with more women and do these girly things and have, you know, the tea parties and the clothing swaps and the wine nights, if you like that kind of thing or whatever. You know, and I think that's really important for the culture. But yeah, consumerism, clothing swaps, girls, get on it. Maybe I'll have a clothing swap soon because that sounds really awesome. I don't have too many clothes, but it's still so much fun to have the clothing swaps. And so let's see, what else are things that we can consume? Music, food, clothes, and just like products in general, like, you know, furniture, even, you know, a lot of furniture is made in China, especially if, you know, you live out in the middle of nowhere and you have to resort to using Amazon a lot because you don't have very many options where you live. And sometimes you need something sooner than later. And so you have to resort to Amazon. And unfortunately, a lot of stuff from there is from China. And, you know, and if you are, if you don't make as much money either, you have to, and I'm speaking, and I'm saying this because I've been in this position, not because I'm like talking down to anybody, but, you know, I used to have a lot less money than I do now. And, you know, when you have that kind of lifestyle, you kind of have to resort to places like the dollar stores, Dollar Tree, and things like that. And, you know, those, like, I'm pretty sure 90% of the products in those stores are made from China because hardly nobody in America is able to make something that affordable and have a living wage off of that. So, you know, it's unfortunate because a lot of people that aren't able to afford made in America products, you know, you have to go to the dollar stores and things like that. And even the grocery stores, like major grocery store chains, your local grocery store chains, they're going to have like everything that's not food basically is going to be from China. And so everything is made from China. And so the best way to try not to give into that is just trying to source already used things. You can go on Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, things like that, garage sales. Always buying pre-used or gently pre-used items is a really good alternative to avoiding that. And and if you really want to get into it, you know, you can produce things yourself, become, you know, make furniture, become a welder, become some sort of craftsman, and find a product that you can create, and, you know, and be a part of something that gives back to the community. Helps the culture grow. And, you know, I think so many people, it's kind of a lost art, craftsmen and all kinds of jobs like that, like, you know, creating knives, creating furniture. I think being able to do all that stuff is so, so cool. And I don't think people are doing it as much as they should anymore. And so I would really like to see that come back, people creating things with their hands and having that creativity. You know, God gave us the gift to do things, to create things. And you know, and I think a lot of us don't utilize our gifts as much. And I'm speaking for myself as well. You know, we are given these gifts. And this is a quote that I see often. And it's like, your talent is God's gift to you. But what you do with your talent is your gift to God. And so I always like to remind myself of that, and it kind of just helps me push forward and keep doing the things that I'm doing, because I know that even though what I'm doing is not popular and not mainstream and not what everybody thinks, and I do get a lot of pushback on the stuff that I talk about, but I do think that I am on the right track. And so consumerism, good, bad, avoidable. I Don't, I think it's a mixture. You know, it's not necessarily bad unless you totally give in to absolutely everything, you know, like on the TV commercials, there it's so hard to look away. I know when I go somewhere, like I don't have a TV in my home here. And I know when I go out and there's a TV somewhere, it's playing like something that I really do not care, like sports or something. And it's playing, and my eyes just get glued to it. And I'm like, what am I even doing? Like, I don't even like what I'm looking at. What is happening here? It is so crazy how it just literally sucks you in. And the same thing with the phones, you know, they suck you in and they with their targeted ads, and it's so easy to click on the buy now button, and it's so easy. And like, and I can be pretty bad at this too, especially when it's like a coupon deal or like sample, pay shipping only, and it's like some sort of like natural, like new natural keto treat or something like that. Like I do fall victim to consumerism in that aspect sometimes more than I would like. And so, but becoming aware of it really does help you have a little bit more control over that. And I think being aware of what we consume is really important. Just kind of the things we put inside of ourselves, whether it's physically or mentally or visually or through listening, really plays a big part in who you are as a person and what your soul and what your insides look like. You know, a lot of people think that beauty is just external, but it's really not. Ever since I was a really young fat girl, I always, when I was young, I was the fat one in the family. And I always saw myself as beautiful because I never saw my outside, like I wasn't looking at my outside so much. I was looking at who I was as a person. And this is me as a kid, like an innocent kid. And but I was overweight. Like I was a big one in my classes and all that stuff growing up. And you know, I just think it's so funny. I like to look back at that memory a lot because it's I know what I looked like then. And I was not, you know, what most people would perceive as beautiful. But when I just remember thinking that to myself, like, you know, and it's true. And as I've grown over the years, I've learned that that is so true. And, you know, if you do want to be pure, amazing, the best that you can be person, what you consume really matters. And it's really good to focus on that and be aware and more conscious of the things that you put inside your body. Like I said, physically, spiritually, mentally, visually, and all that stuff. And so I want to give a big thanks to everybody that came on the show today. Today is going to be a little bit shorter. I last week had some issues, unfortunately. So that was why there was no episode last week. I thought I had a replay going, but I did not. So still new here, still learning a lot, you guys. I did want to see if I can pop up this Bible verse. Consumerism, I had this idea for like the past 2 or 3 days for the episode. And I have this Bible app on my phone. Every day it gives me a different Bible verse. And so it was just a really cool Bible verse that I wanted to share with you guys. So let me see if I can add it on here. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail, they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentation 3:22 to 23. And I just wanted to share that. I just think it's so cool how sometimes there's little coincidences like that that God puts in our lives. And you know, and although it's not talking about consumerism in the sense that I am, it is, it kind of is. It's, you know, and I just wanted to share that verse. I thought it was really cool and thought it'd be a really good ending for the show. But the show is not complete without me talking about one of the most favorite things that I love to partake in and be a consumer of, and that is my sponsor, Wise Wolf Gold and Silver. I love them. I have been stacking gold and silver for maybe about half a year or more now through the Wolfpack program. And you can check out the Wolfpack program at yekka.gold. And let me pop up my little link here. But Yakadot Gold will take you to the Wolfpack page. You can click on the buy page, see all the different sizes we have. It goes from $50 up to $5,000, as well as it's a subscription service, but you can do a one-time purchase to try it out, see if you like it. So you guys check it out. It really means a lot. And oh, you can use promo code 1776 as well. You'll get some free constitutional silver in your order. And I think it's just so cool. Ever since I have started stacking gold and silver, I just feel a lot more safer. It's really good to have gold and silver because it's never going to lose value. You're always going to be able to use it. And definitely high quality as well, and high quality people working over there. So check out my link, Yekka.gold, and I'll see you guys next week.